So let's delve more into how Wisconsin won this game, pulled it out over Iowa, two teams that came in 6-2, 3-2 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin having lost its last two. It's going to be a very low-scoring game. These two defenses ranked third and fourth in the country in points allowed, and turned out to be a much higher-scoring game than we figured. Early on, Jack Cohn fumble, Iowa with an early field goal, and then a missed field goal by the Badgers. So Iowa was up 3-0 second quarter when the Badgers would get on the board.
This is 2nd and 7 from the Iowa 17. The snap directs to Danny Davis, racing on the outside of the 5, reaches to the pylon. Touchdown, Wisconsin! The wide receiver went in motion and caught the snap in midair, raced around the end, 17 yards to the end zone, and the Badgers have a 6-3 lead.
They took advantage of a Nate Stanley fumble. Wisconsin with a field, or Iowa with a field goal to cut that lead to 7-6, but then a big drive by the Badgers at the end of the first half. 76 yards, 13 plays, and into the end zone late second quarter.
Now Ferguson in motion right to left. There's the snap. Play action to Taylor. Cone looks to the right side. Now other side of the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown near pylon. Danny Davis went up and made the grab. He's got a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. And the Badgers lead the Hawkeyes 13-6 with 14 seconds to go before halftime.
All right, 14-6 at the break. And then Wisconsin would increase its lead. Cone hooked up 52 yards with Quintez Cephas. And three plays later, same combination.
3rd and 3. Cone changing the play. 5 on the play clock. There's the snap out of the gun. Looks left. Fires towards the end zone. Cephas, back shoulder grab, breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Quintez Cephas beat Riley Moss in one-on-one coverage. That's a 27-yard touchdown pass. And the Badgers go up 20-6 with 2:16 to go in the third quarter.
So at 21-6 in the fourth quarter, this looked like it was going to be a relatively easy win for Wisconsin. That was not the case. Hawkeyes, 75 yards and 9 plays, and they were into the end zone.
Iowa on the afternoon, 0-for-6 on third down. This, the 9th play of the drive. Had 1st and goal at the 3. This is 3rd and goal. Out of the gun. The throw from Stanley. Throws it short. That's caught. Regani fell to his rear end and made the grab just on the other side of the goal line. Hawkeyes with a touchdown they had to have. It's Wisconsin 21, Iowa 12 with 14:06 to go in the ballgame.
And then came a Jack Cohn interception and a Keith Duncan field goal. He's made 22 in a row, and they were within 5. Wisconsin did get a field goal of their own with 3.5 minutes left. It was still a one-possession game at 24-16, and Iowa suddenly struck.
Back to pass on 1st down. Lost one down the middle. Tracy's in open space, and now he's off to the races. On the 1st play, touchdown Iowa. Stanley lobbed it down the middle of the field, and Tyrone Tracy raced for 75 yards, and the Hawkeyes a 2-point conversion away from tying it up.
Yes, stunning. Iowa had a golden opportunity to tie this game. Going for 2, it was time for our Wrangler highlight of the game.
Hawkeyes elect to put the ball on the left hash mark. Working to the left end zone. Stanley's out of the gun. Snap. Design quarterback keeper. Races up the middle. He's met at the goal line. He's pushed back. Did he get the ball over? Officials come in and mark him short. It was designed quarterback keeper the whole way. Chris Orr met him right at the goal line, and they say Stanley is short.
It's our highlight of the game, sponsored by Wrangler. You think you know Wrangler jeans? Check out Wrangler.com today to discover tons of new styles and all the latest denim trends Wrangler wear with abandon. Iowa couldn't get the ball back. Jonathan Taylor sealed it with a 43-yard run. He would finish 31 carries, 250 yards, the best running back in the nation. Was certainly on display today. And Wisconsin holds on, wins the Heartland Trophy 24-22 over Iowa. They go to 7-2 on the season and their 2-game losing streak. They would have been helped had Minnesota lost today at Penn State. Minnesota won, so the Gophers still undefeated in that Western Division, but Wisconsin will at least have a chance to catch them. They still have a game ahead with Minnesota.